The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 6 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, everybody. I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I'm an addict, alcoholic, but more importantly, today I'm a love child of God. A couple things I wanted to talk about: how these meetings have blessed my life and helped me to have a change of heart. It's been referred to as one of the first addiction recovery meetings in DNC 88, but I want to even go back further and go back to Proverbs with King Solomon and talk about his counsel that we should attend these meetings. And he says, and I quote, "A tellbearer revealeth secrets." That sounds like anonymity for us, right? "But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth a matter." And that's what we have here in these meetings, is we conceal the matter. "Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Solomon was known for his wisdom, and I'm thankful for that counsel, because, I mean, I find so much safety in these meetings. But as far as this step goes and my character weaknesses, because if I started writing them down, we'd be here all night. I find it the easier road to look at what the positive things of character is. You look at Christ, and he has a perfect character. He loves perfectly. He has charity perfectly. He's chaste. He's virtuous. He's benevolent. I mean, we could keep going. Honesty, integrity, these things are of character, and anything opposite of that is our character weaknesses. So if you think of the opposite of chastity, there's a character weakness. You think of the opposite of love, which is hate, that's a character weakness. Anger is a character weakness. And I of myself have never been powerful enough to remove those on my own. It seems like the more I try, the more those things are staring me in the face. It's a daily process for me. When I wake up and my knees hit the floor, I ask Heavenly Father to remove those character weaknesses, because every day we're faced with temptations to lie, cheat, and steal, especially as addicts. And He has done so. And because of those character weaknesses being gone, I've noticed a much better quality in life. I don't have to be angry anymore. I don't have to feel offended if somebody disagrees with me. I just move on and continue with my peace. I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for these meetings, like I said, and the blessings that come into my life from them. I 3 years ago, I was in the worst place I've ever been in my life. I was at the gates of hell, and I wished I could die. I mean, I was in misery, and that is because of those character weaknesses. Our addiction is a symptom of other causes and conditions, and those other causes and conditions come from those character weaknesses. As a man thinketh, so is he. Once Heavenly Father removes those and our thoughts change, I mean, our behaviors change, and the quality of life that we have is just unbelievable. Christ is real, and he lives. I bear witness of that. And because of him, I have this quality of life. And the more I align my character with his, the less of these character weaknesses I have, and I bear witness to that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
The full episode for Step 6 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.